The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. Yes, it can seem rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, and it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of your inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. Here on the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Are you ready to step into your vibration of change? Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on 1150 AM, KKNW in the Seattle area, and Transformation Talk Radio around the world. So grateful you joined us here today. You might also be listening on one of the dozens of places this podcast ends up. Or perhaps on ChristineUpchurch.com. I know we've had people accessing the archives from over 115 countries, I think now, sort of lost count. But wherever and whenever you're listening, we're grateful you joined us here. And I would like to say hello to the man behind the technology who allows you to hear, and then if you're online, to see the show, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Benny.
Hi, good morning. Or good afternoon. Good evening.
Yeah. I really didn't want to announce that. It just sort of blurted it out, you know, like
that's fine.
Radio cameras, it seems like it's an oxymoron.
Maybe a little bit. Nah, everyone's over it by now.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm so excited about our show today because we have somebody who's a friend, who has been a guest before, who has such wisdom and lightness. It's like there's just this light about this woman. So, I tell you, if you sometimes feel overwhelmed, if you're sometimes exhausted, feeling off track, this is the woman you want to hear from. We've got author and space clearing expert Stephanie Bennett Vogt. She is a leading space clearing expert. She's the author of 5 books, including Your Spacious Self, Clear the Clutter and Discover Who You Are, A Year to Clear, A Daily Guide to Creating Spaciousness in Your Home and Heart. Her most recent book, A Year for You, Release the Clutter, Reduce the Stress, Reclaim Your Life. She's had 40 years of teaching experience, and she created Space Clear back in 1996. She teaches her inspiring clearing programs at centers worldwide, and she's the creator of 4 best-selling online courses offered at Daily Ohm, which, get this, have attracted nearly 200,000 participants. I'd like to welcome our guest today, my friend Stephanie Bennett Vogt. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Christine. It's so wonderful to be back on your show.
It's great to have you here. And you know, Stephanie, the book A Year for You is absolutely beautiful. I've loved each and every one of your books. And it's funny because I thought, does she really have something different to say this time? And indeed, it's taking us deeper and deeper into the clearing and centering and connection that we so yearn.
Aww.
So I'm kind of curious. What is it about your approach to clearing clutter, making space, that's different from, say, Marie Kondo or some of the other ones that are popular?
Well, well, we're all the same in that we adore helping others sort of bring harmony and balance back into their homes and lives. So I'm a big Kondo fan, let me just say.
I am too,
her folding method, and I've adopted a few of her tips for sure. But here's where I depart. The problem is, and this is a big problem, is that no method, no matter how good it is going to make a dent on releasing the stuff and
Why?
Reducing the stress when we are in a heightened state of overwhelm.
Oh.
So if we're overwhelmed, there's nothing that we can do. So even as beautiful as her methods are, if one is addressing them or entering into their space with big piles and they're overwhelmed, it's going to be a lot harder to create a practice that is not only nurturing, which she invites us to come into it very nurturing, in a very nourishing way. But if we're overwhelmed, it's it's going to delay, and it's not going to be sustainable. So my method really addresses not the piles, not about taming the piles, but about taming the mind, the part of the mind that gets us caught into in stuck places and overwhelmed, that created the problem to begin with.
Interesting.
So it's not about the task at all, really. Yeah. It's about the awareness and self-compassion that we bring to the task.
It's interesting that you say that, because before we went on, you know, you and I were catching up, and I was talking about how I'm experiencing overwhelm in my closet again. And part of that is because I recognize now I've never dealt with all the emotional ramifications of the fact that I've got clothes that don't fit me anymore that I absolutely love.
And
I haven't been willing to let go of. I've got clothes where it's like I like the color. I love the color, but I don't really like. It's like there are aspects of things I'm just not willing to let go of.
Right.
And it's not really about making mistakes. It's just this concern like, well, you know, what if I would want to wear it, or will I be able to find anything to replace it that I'll be happy with? And so I've never dealt with the full aspect of dealing with that clutter.
Yes, and maybe even all the underlying judgments that we're holding that we're even not even conscious of that start prickling, you know, sort of slipping in there, and making it much harder for us to address these sort of unsightly piles and messes. Really, when we come to the physical manifestations of the noisy mind and the monkey mind, you know, that's the good news is it's the pathway. You get to look at your teacher. That's another way I depart, is that our clutter isn't this awful, onerous, horrible thing. It really is our best teacher. And it is the pathway through.
Okay, so what does it teach us?
So because physical clutter, let's go with that, stress as well, is so palpable and so tangible and so physical and visible, it shows us where we might, it gives us an invitation to enter into the, to ask, you know, to really ask ourselves, not, you know, to really look at some of the patterning that got us there in the first place, and to just feel, for example, sitting with a pile of stuff. This is where Marie Kondo is great. You know, she says, put everything in the middle of the room and then work with it until you're done. I would say work with one thing. One thing at a time. Don't throw it all into the middle of the room, because right then and there you're going to be super overwhelmed. Take one thing and work with that one thing. Because what happens is you start to feel the feelings that are encoded in the stuckness, in your belief patterns that got you there. You know, I'm too fat. This doesn't fit. I'm ugly. You know, you know, who am I kidding? You know, so whatever the thoughts are that are swirling about in there. We get to explore them with that one thing. And then in so doing, as we just start to enter into that space of quiet and contemplation and reflection and feeling, really allowing the emotions to bubble up, that's the work. And so guess what? It makes it easier to clear the next thing. You don't have to work with piles. I mean, the piles obviously will need to be addressed.
Sure.
But if you can address one thing at a time with total conscious awareness and using a method that I can talk some more about, too, I'd love to talk about, which is the basis of this new book. If you can address that one thing at a time for even just 1 minute, you've already lightened your load energetically. And it doesn't look, it's a tough sell, because people want to get rid of it all, right? They want a clear closet like yesterday. And my method is very counterintuitive. It feels counterproductive. It might be disorienting. It might feel like, oh, you know, this is not going to make a dent on the mountains in my home and my life. But I'm here to say, and it's proven many times over that it works.
Yeah. This is fascinating. And I'm kind of curious about why you went from, let's see, your last book was A Year to Clear to A Year for You. What's the difference there?
Well, so the first one, A Year to Clear, is a 365-day journey.
Uh-huh.
That book was inspired by the title. I just loved that title, Year to Clear. I loved how it rhymed. And I thought, well, what would that look like? So I thought, well, let's try it. Let's see what a whole year, every single day, and we're talking really slowing down and simplifying, dialing it way down in the way I just described. What would happen if I started with myself, but then others started to go on this journey of every day
mm-hmm.
for a whole year? And so that I call the journey book. It's really about transformation. It's about changing thoughts and patterning and really, really softening resistances and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
A year for, and I realized after that that book, people wanted more.
Right.
And, you know, clearing just never ends. There's more to it. So I thought, well, what would the next year look like? What would a year two, as the numerical two,
uh-huh.
clear, look like? And so that's when this A Year for You was hatched as an idea and, an inspiration. And I thought, well, you know, there is a method to my methods, right? There's a method to my madness.
Uh-huh.
And let me break it down. And so A Year for You is really the deepening, it's like the maintenance.
Uh-huh.
So if you wanted to really adopt a practice that will last your whole life, really uh-huh. a lifestyle, it's uh-huh. kind of like a lifestyle, that's this book, A Year for You.
And we want to hear more. We have to go to a quick break, but stay tuned for more with Stephanie Bennett-Vogt.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back to the Kristen Neptrich Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm sorry, Benny, we weren't done talking. We weren't ready to come in from the break.
Too bad.
I bet you listeners.
I hate interrupting
wish you could
a
be
lot
flies
of
the wall during the break.
I know. I apologize for interrupting, but it's like I've got people on my shoulders too saying.
Yes.
So I'm not going to get to them in specifics,
and we've got such wisdom to share because what Stephanie brings to the world is different. And so incredibly helpful. Now, you were talking a little bit before the break, Stephanie, about your approach in this book.
Yes.
What is it, and what's it called, and what do you do?
So the approach is, it's called The Spacious Way.
Okay.
And, I finally realized I need to give a name to this because there really is an absolute method. Mm-hmm. That has taken all these years to get to and distill down to it. And I mean, it's so beautiful the way, you know, creation works, you know.
Creating.
I never thought 20 years ago I'd be writing one book, let alone three books.
Uh-huh.
And one book has absolutely morphed into another and informed the other, and they're not the same, and they just go deeper. And they all have... You know, they're siblings. They're part of a group.
Right.
And my first book, Your Spacious Self, is really a foundation. It really explains my methods and why the science behind it, the Kaizen method, which I'll talk about in a bit as well, is all in the first book. And the second, of course, I thought, well, I got to take people on a journey that help people practice these principles that I write about in the first book. So that's the second book, The Journey. And the third one, this new one, is the practice.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we develop a practice that we can adopt and utilize every single day without it being, and have it be just nourishing and yummy and easy.
Right. I think that so many people think, oh, my goodness, adding something else to my day, you know.
Right.
I try to exercise and meditate.
Right.
And, like, really, is there any, you know, do we have space
that? Yes, and that's the overwhelm talking right there.
Right.
That's overwhelm.
Uh-huh.
So the third book really is the antidote to overwhelm. And it is the sort of the practice steps. So if you were to adopt it as a daily practice, that is this book. And so The Spacious Way involves five steps. And and this is why people have asked me, it's like, really, how do I practice this? How do I get good at this? So I kind of sat down and I thought about, well, what goes into these practices that I teach? And what goes in, you know, what are the actionable steps to these principles that I write about? And it came down to five S's. It was very, very beautiful, very convenient.
Uh-huh.
The first S is slowing down.
Mm.
So for us to start cultivating a spacious way of life, we need, number one, the slowdown.
Okay, so why does slowing down help?
So because the others, which I'll tell you what they are in a sec, they all depend on slowing down. We cannot slow down, for example. We cannot simplify. That's the second S. We cannot simplify without slowing down.
Hmm. And why is that?
Well, think about it. So you want to simplify, right? You want to simplify your life.
Right.
You want to simplify a task. You can't just sort of urgently run into it and try to bump into sort of trying to find strategies for how you would simplify something.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have to slow down.
Okay.
You have to kind of break it down. You have to simplify. For example, I tell a story in the book about how I was doing some laundry, and I pulled out all the clothes, and they were covered in little pieces of Kleenex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you wash something with a tissue in the pocket,
right,
or something, it just completely... And I thought, I got overwhelmed, right?
Uh-huh.
I got so frustrated, and I thought, okay, I've got to slow down, and I got to simplify. What is a simple step I can take right now?
Mm-hmm.
And so my simple step, my solution was first slow down, take a deep breath. Actually, I stopped and took a deep breath. And then I just put the whole bundle in the dryer just as it was.
Uh-huh.
I decided, you know what? That's simplifying in my moment right now.
Uh-huh.
And then I went upstairs and sat in a rocking chair and made a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And that little simple exercise, and I watched my mind.
Uh-huh.
I felt the feelings. I felt the frustration. I felt the wanting it to be perfect and look at this mess, and I'm going to have little pieces of Kleenex in the dryer basket.
Right.
But instead of kind of beating myself up about it, I just I allowed myself to be imperfect, not get it right.
Uh-huh.
And I slowed it way down, and I found a solution in that very moment.
Uh-huh.
So for us to simplify, we need to slow down. And people want to simplify their lives.
Absolutely.
But for us to get there, guess what? We need to slow down. And slowing down in our culture, especially now in the West,
mm-hmm.
and now it is one of the hardest things we've forgotten how to slow down.
Yeah.
We want to slow down, but how do we slow down?
And even if we think we're slowing down, we might be looking at Twitter on our phone or some such thing. So
exactly.
That we may be physically slowing down. We might not be doing, you know, tasks per se, but we're still engaged and engaged quickly.
Totally. I mean, we just forget. This is the thing about being unconscious, is we fall into these old habits and these old patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to break the patterns, we need to, and this is the method, and to follow these five steps,
uh-huh.
will help break these old habits that are keeping us stuck in overwhelm.
Okay.
And continually looping back,
right,
and forth around in overwhelm.
It's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. So I'll just give you what the five S's are,
and then we can
talk about them by themselves or whatever. But the first S is to slow down.
Uh-huh.
And the second S is to simplify.
Okay.
The third S is to sense, and I use that word it's an S word, so,
mm-hmm.
and it works for me because sensing is really the ability to tap into our environment, our world, our present moment, using our five physical senses of,
mm-hmm.
smell, taste, touch, seeing, and listening,
mm-hmm.
And our sixth sense of intuition.
Right.
So really, and we've gotten kind of lazy with that too. Like we don't tap into our feelings. We don't tap into how we're feeling, like our hands. Like right this second,
mm-hmm.
are your hands.
Yeah.
Have you noticed how your hands are?
Now I do.
You know? Without actually naming it, we're just not aware. So the sensing piece really brings some awareness to the intelligence of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And our intuition. And it's really tuning them up so that we, tuning in to tune up,
uh-huh.
if you will.
Right.
And then the fifth S is surrendering. Surrendering really is about letting go. Mm-hmm. And being more receptive, being more of an observer of the experience without judging the experience, and really practicing that. And the last S is self-care. So, and really they all build on each other. I found that they all really do work as a team. And ultimately, the goal is to just kind of adopt them all at the same time.
Sure.
But in this book, because it's about practice and it's about relearning, if you knew it before, you get to practice it again. If you didn't know it before, you get to learn it for the first time, mm-hmm. is how important it is, these five S's are, to living a spacious and clear, harmonious life. And so, and just to, you know, I would close by just saying that you can't simplify without slowing down, like I said before. Mm-hmm. But without a steady practice and sensing, we don't have the tools we need to step up our game with surrender. Mm-hmm. We really need to feel in order to heal. And without the nourishing effects of the first four S's, there is absolutely no ground on which self-care can flourish. Mm-hmm. So there really is a flow to this. And so in the book, I present each S by itself, by starting with the first one, slowing down, mm-hmm. and working our way up to self-care. And I really devote 10 weeks to each one.
Yeah. And we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for more.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breaths to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The vibration of change. That magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Sees it rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on 1150 AM KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to Stephanie Bennett Vogt, author, and her latest book is called A Year for You. Release the clutter, reduce the stress, reclaim your life. Now, Stephanie, you talked about the five S's, and before the break, you were talking about how you divided this book into 10-week segments.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of doing that, and you know, how is this structured? Because I know before you had a program that was like a daily program.
Right. So it's structured by week, and but daily is still the name of the game.
Okay.
So instead of giving people a message or a lesson to do every day, what I do is I give everyone a lesson to do once a week, like a reading, if you will. So there's a contemplation, and then there's kind of a lesson, maybe some stories. There's also a lot of, I love the stories, not my own stories, but stories from students and readers who have that they've shared over the course of their year with A Year to Clear. So I include some there as well, and then there's the practice. So the real heart of the lesson, or I call it week, there's 52 weeks in this book, the heart of the week is really the daily practice. So what I do then is I invite people to, and I tell them exactly what to do, so there may be one or two practice steps to take for that every day for that week.
Okay,
so while they might read the lesson once that week, which is kind of nice, the idea is to practice the steps every day.
Can you give us a couple of examples?
To grow the muscle, you know, like to grow the slowing down muscle.
Right.
And to work slowly from there.
So, you know, people are wondering, can they fit this into their lives? And I know that, you know, your message is to really slow down, and that creates transformation. But can you give us an example or two of what it is the lessons would be?
Oh, let me think. Let's say that in the first part of the book, the slowing down part, I might say, okay, here's your practice for the week. Now, this is in the beginning of the book, mind you, so it's I'm really dialing it down. I'll say, okay, take 5 minutes longer to empty the dishwasher or to fold the laundry or reduce your speed. If you tend to speed on the highway, drive the speed limit. So I'll invite them to practice this every single day. But that's not the point. The point isn't the practice. It's not about the task, as I said before. It's really about noticing what it brings up. Noticing the feelings, the emotions, the resistance, the prickly resistance. Oh, my God, I don't want to do that. You know, whatever that may be, is to just lean in to those, using all of your senses, just lean into the frustrations or the overwhelm or the worry or the just the nudgy, prickly, kind of, you know? That is the clearing, and that is the work. So while people think, oh, yeah, I'm going to have a cleaner closet, or, you know, my bathroom drawer is going to be better, or I'm just going to learn, it really is about slowing down, learning how not just to slow down, but to notice the stuff that bubbles up from doing so.
Okay, Stephanie, what if you don't notice the stuff? What if, I know your approach is geared towards that, but what if we go about, you know, clearing a drawer or a closet and we don't pay attention to that stuff? What happens
then? So I talk about that right up front. Absolutely. The first, like, our real superpowers here with the whole year is awareness and consistency. So I've talked about consistency because it is a daily thing. But awareness is absolutely, and I do talk about that at the beginning, is the key to the kingdom of living a clear life.
Mm-hmm.
And without awareness, without conscious awareness, bringing all of your awareness, so if you can't handle 5 minutes of slowing down, you reduce it to 1 minute or 3 minutes. And this is, again, to bypass the part of the brain that goes into fight or flight or goes into overwhelm. So the point being here is you really need to dial it down to the point. Dial down your practice, which is a very conscious practice. That's the key word here, conscious practice, conscious clutter clearing. The key is to be so conscious for that 1 minute and then just let it all go if you have to. But this is how you build the muscle of becoming more aware in your life.
So if we're not conscious about it, does it keep us stuck?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So that's
absolutely.
So
you bet.
Okay. So it's not just about clearing out the drawer and getting it.
No.
You know, even if we're doing it slowly, but if we don't deal with the emotions, that stuck energy, then we end up recreating it, creating it in a different way.
You bet. And then. But what's so cool is because we've learned to slow down and simplify, we start to see the patterns.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of what starts to show up. You go, oh, my God, I never realized I did that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, I never realized just how impatient I am to make the bed.
Uh-huh.
That's another practice. Just spend a whole week every single day making the bed super consciously with all of the awareness you can bring to it.
Right.
So that while the task itself may seem like a no-brainer, the point is to make it really a conscious one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's making the bed, and there's making the bed with full on with awareness.
Yeah.
And they're two very different things.
So I know that there's a surge of minimalism out there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about minimalism, or is it something different?
Nope. Minimalism. Well, as I understand it, minimalism is having less stuff.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You're striving to clear and create a home environment and a life a lifestyle that is super empty. This is not that.
Okay.
This is not about doing that. This is really about cultivating. Maybe yes, in terms of emptying what's noisy in your head, for sure.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't call it minimalism. I'd call it consciousness.
Right.
Mindfulness, I would call it.
And I think about, I watched a documentary on Netflix called Minimalism, and it starred the minimalists and some others. And I was intrigued by some of the notions, and I know that I have overconsumed over the years. But one of the things I ended up going to the minimalist website and saw the way one person was living, one of the two guys was living, and it's like there's nothing there. And I look at that emptiness, and I know it speaks to his soul and his wife's soul, but to me it would be like, like Hades. You know, it's like I need the art, I need some of the beautiful things and the comfort.
Yep, I feel the same way. Christine, I really do. That's why I think minimalism could be, if you haven't really addressed the underlying issues, your underlying issues, what you're here on the planet to be clearing, and we all are spacious beings. We just are. That's our birthright. That's who we are. Mm. We've just kind of piled on all the patterns and the beliefs and the the upbringing and the, you know, you name it. It's just we've piled it on.
Right.
You can live in a pristine house that has everything in place and still be cluttered.
Mm-hmm.
Still be absolutely overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Still be struggling to experience that being, that spaciousness that you are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for some people, having this empty or having a tiny house or having no things really speaks to them and feeds their soul.
Yeah.
And for others, it's having things. I love things. I love beauty. I love surrounding myself with art. And I think I still have too much of it, which is why the slowing down and simplifying is a great practice, because, or the five steps, the five S's, because it helps me really get clear what I value, what nourishes me, what feeds me, what fuels me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And to use Marie Kondo again, she talks about, you know, what sparks joy.
Uh-huh.
Well, how do we get to what sparks joy if we have all this stuff?
Right,
you know,
right.
We're still, you know, feeling like we have to attain something.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to attain any. We're already complete. We're whole and complete, just as we are. It's just we're lugging around sort of a pile of patterning and beliefs that is going to keep us from realizing who we truly are.
Yeah, we're going to go to another quick break, but when we return, you're going to learn how you can connect with Stephanie, and you're going to learn about what Chapter 13 has to do with me. Stay tuned for more. Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Stephanie, before we go any further, this hour's flying by. Can you share with our listeners what it is you offer and how they can connect with you?
Oh, well, how lovely. Thank you for asking. So my main website is the perfect place to start. It's called spaceclear.com. And on there I have basically the three books that I talked about, The Foundation, The Journey, and The Practice, these three that I mentioned. And then this is on the same homepage. And then right below that I have three of my best-selling online courses that you can do at the same time. So you can take an online course and you can read the book. And they kind of all inform each other. You don't have to have done one before another. Uh-huh. They really, clearing is clearing. But, you know, if you really wanted to go on a, do the practice, do the work the way it was designed, or it, at least it started out for me, I would recommend reading all three books and doing them in that in the order that they were written.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Anyway, on spaceclear.com, there's all that information. I have wonderful courses on daily Om. My most popular one is called A Year to Clear What's Holding You Back.
Mm-hmm.
And now over 150,000 people have taken that course.
And I've seen some of the reviews. People are just flabbergasted at the changes that occur over the course of the year.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. It's amazing. I'm just flabbergasted too. I'm stunned. I'm not surprised because I know this work goes deep. But to have people join me and trust me for a whole year, that's the thing. A year is, for many people, seems like a very long time. And I, you know, what I say to them is, you know, it's probably taken far longer than a year to build up some of the patterns and the resistances and the, you know, the pain and the clutter that that sort of you struggle with in your life. So a year kind of goes fast after you start to get the hang of my methods, which are so like deliberately simple, like almost minuscule.
Right.
And I call it the slow drip method to clearing, because it is about drip, 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 little drippy drips of inspiration and hopefully that will create a lot of aha moments for people.
Yeah.
So, and that's sort of my method too, is part, again, to bypass that noisy part of the brain that goes into, you know, reaction and overwhelm and fight or flight.
Sure.
So yeah, all that material is in the book and on my my website.
Spaceclear.com.
Yeah, spaceclear.com. Exactly.
I was surprised when I got the book from you that I actually helped inspire one little bit of week 13.
Yep.
So tell our listeners about that.
Well, it's so funny because Christine posted a picture on Facebook of a desk drawer, and it was so beautiful what she did. She did a little decluttering, and then she sort of the way she organized it, you know, the placement of things caught my attention. But it wasn't just the placement and the decluttering. It was that it was a thing of beauty. It actually looked beautiful, like art.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, why don't we even, I mean, most of us clear for functionality, right?
Right.
Just to get things lighter, emptier. But what if we cleared not just for functionality, but we cleared for beauty as well?
Yeah. And it's funny, Stephanie, because I had recently moved into my new house. I was undergoing a separation and ultimately led to a divorce. And so I had all this upheaval in my life. And there were all sorts of things I needed to unpack. There were things I needed to buy because I just sort of moved out and didn't bring anything. It was a chaotic time. And so in the midst of all that chaos, I decided I need to create a drawer that's organized. And it helped me because it was, you know, I put this thing together. I kept opening and closing the drawer to like, okay, there's hope for the rest of the house because the drawer looks good.
I mean, if you just did one drawer and made it beautiful, not only you could see everything in there and you reach for everything, you go, oh my gosh, I know exactly where everything is. But every time you open it, your heart just kind of expands because of how beautiful it is. Imagine the ripple effect that will be on clearing the rest of your life.
Right. Yeah. And it did have a ripple effect. So you're so right in your approach.
Yeah. And I was just, that surprised me, you know, just seeing that picture you posted. And I thought, I've got to write about this because it took the clearing to a whole new level, which is, you know, really about inviting beauty as well, not just functionality.
Yeah. And for me, color is really important too. So how I arrange things in terms of color throughout my house is so important. And, you know, some people might think that's a little obsessive, but there's just when things are arranged in a particular way, and it's not like they have to stay that way all the time, but it gives me a sense of ease that there's this balance, that there's this flow.
I have a drawer like that too. It's actually my bedside table. And because I come into bed sometimes when my husband's already asleep, I have to root around, but I know where everything is in the dark. And I have, you know, like my eye shade, and I have my, you know, my earplugs in a little bowl right next there. And then I have my, what do I have in there? My, I think it's those two things that I need
to
be able to...
because it's so dark in there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Makes sense.
It's so dark. So, but I have it, you know, when I open it the next day to put stuff away, I go, it's a tiny little drawer, but everything is just sort of beautiful.
Right, that's great.
And I start my day looking at inside that drawer. It's really wonderful. Yeah.
Okay, so in a minute or less, what's your final message to our listeners today?
I say have fun, really have fun. Clearing is not this sort of onerous. I mean, that's what we've been led to believe,
and that's
what it often feels like. But the more you clear, the easier it gets, and the easier it gets, the higher you're going to feel, and the higher you feel, the more you're going to want to clear the next thing. So really take it easy, slow it down, dial it back, do one thing at a time, enjoy the process. And if you can't enjoy it, really get into what is activating for you. Mm-hmm. What is absolutely, you know, reacting? Why are you reacting? What's the gucky stuff that wants to come through?
Mm-hmm.
And so embrace it. Really embrace it. It's okay. It's safe. You're safe. It's all good, and it's going to get better.
So instead of avoiding it, be aware and embrace it, and that is a part of the clearing process.
Totally. That is the clearing. It isn't just part. It really is the work.
Oh, this is
the
beautiful.
Embracing is the work.
This is great.
And the rest just starts to flow because out of that, everything starts, your love of things starts, your clarity about what you love, your interest in doing more, your eagerness to do more, all of that comes out of the fact that you did this work of releasing what was holding you back.
This is beautiful. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for joining us here today. I love your book, A Year for You. I love what you teach and your approach. So thanks so much.
Well, I thank you. I love what you do, and it's a mutual thing, and I really appreciate being on your show and getting to talk about this brand new book that just came out. Thank you.
And if you want to share the show, it will be on the archives by Monday on ChristineEpchurch.com. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you'd like to empower yourself to step further into your vibration of change, please visit my website at christineupchurch.com, where you can learn more about my insights, upcoming events, and private sessions.